আপনারা আছেন এসবিএস বাংলার সঙ্গে। আরো জানতে শুনুন sbs.com.au/bangla। ইন্টারন্যাশনাল স্টুডেন্ট সাপোর্ট নেটওয়ার্ক ISSN অস্ট্রেলিয়ান হোমস্টে নেটওয়ার্কের একটি উদ্যোগ। কোভিড-19 অর্থনৈতিক কারণে অস্ট্রেলিয়া আবাসন ও বসবাসের ক্ষেত্রে সহায়তা এবং সহায়তার প্রয়োজন হিসেবে চিহ্নিত যোগ্য আন্তর্জাতিক শিক্ষার্থীদের জন্য স্বল্পমূল্য এবং স্বল্পমেয়াদী বাসস্থানের ব্যবস্থা করছে এই সংস্থাটি। আন্তর্জাতিক শিক্ষা অস্ট্রেলিয়ার চতুর্থ বৃহত্তম রপ্তানি আয়, যা 2018 সালে এই দেশে প্রায় 758,000 আন্তর্জাতিক শিক্ষার্থীকে লেখাপড়ার সুযোগ করে দিয়েছে। এই খাতটি 2018-19 অর্থবছরে অস্ট্রেলিয়ান অর্থনীতিতে $37.6 বিলিয়ন অবদান রেখেছে, প্রায় 250,000 পূর্ণকালীন সমতুল্য কর্মসংস্থান সৃষ্টি করেছে। আজ আমরা কথা বলার জন্য আমন্ত্রণ জানিয়েছি ডেভিড বিক্রফ্টকে, যিনি ফাউন্ডার অস্ট্রেলিয়া হোমস্টে নেটওয়ার্কের। শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, এই কথোপকথনটি ইংরেজিতে ধারণ করা হয়েছে। Mr. David Bicroft, welcome to SBS Bangla.
Thank you.
Would you like to tell us why did you establish the Australian Homestay Network and what are the reasons behind this?
Well, about 12 years ago, we established the Australian Homestay Network to help international students settle into their study routine by placing them with an Australian family so that they could learn the culture quicker, learn the language quicker, and also assimilate into the community a lot better.
Project you are in Australian Homestay Network to support the international student. So is that the homestay is free or it's paid?
So originally it was just a normal pay for service, but with the COVID-19 crisis, we now have to work with everyone and try to solve the problem many international students are having now with accommodation and meals. So we set up the International Student Support Network as a special project, and it's where we encourage hosts from around Australia to take someone into their home at a much, much reduced cost. And usually the government or the hardship funds of the universities will pay for it so that the student can get themselves settled again and ready for the recovery stage of the economy.
As we understand that you have placed more than 60,000 students from 180 countries in international students. So recently your organization have a Bangladeshi student, Ocean, who has been placed for the homestay. How did you feel?
Yeah, so what happened was as soon as we launched this special support program because of COVID-19, Ocean was one of the very first applicants who wrote to us needing help, because with the economic crisis, he had lost his job. He was struggling with accommodation and he needed help. So he wrote to us and we found him a placement in Sydney, and it's been fully sponsored for 8 weeks. So he is now living with meals, with accommodation at no cost to him. And he has a chance to get back on his feet and get back to normal study.
How did you choose in general the vulnerable students? Is there any criteria?
The main criteria is we check through the education provider of the student. But in Ocean's case, we wanted to work quickly to get him settled because we knew from his email that he was starting to struggle and he was very vulnerable. So we were able to place him very quickly.
If other vulnerable students want to seek your help, what do they have to do?
The best way is to go to their education provider and tell them honestly what their problem is and that they need help. And we're working with most of the education providers in Australia and also with the government sector. So I would encourage students not to be shy. I would encourage them to make sure they let their education provider know they need assistance and they can refer their education provider to our program.
Your program is only for accommodation or for other things? They're like study expenditure or daily expenditure. Do you provide other things?
Well, our program is mainly about accommodation, meals, and having emotional support, and of course, you know, Wi-Fi so they can study from the home of the host family. So we do not provide any other handouts, but what we do try to do is get the student the basic needs, which is companionship, friendship, local networks, etc.
So how do you manage the expenditures? Have you secured any funding from anywhere?
Yeah, we've just signed a partnership agreement with the New South Wales government. So if your students from Bangladesh are in New South Wales, we will be able to accommodate them much quicker than the other states. So the New South Wales government has signed an agreement with us to partner for homestay.
That's cool. So what is your future plan or your organization's future plan?
Well, we hope to get back to normal business, but in the meantime, we're expecting thousands of students from around the world to need assistance in accommodation and meals and basic support. So right now, we're just focused on helping as many people like Ocean as we can.
Mr. David Bickroft, thanks for your time to SBS Bangla.
Thanks, Abu.
Thank you.
এরকম গল্প আরও শুনতে চান? শুনুন অ্যাপল পডকাস্ট, গুগল পডকাস্ট, স্পটিফাই কিংবা যেখান থেকে আপনি আপনার পডকাস্ট সংগ্রহ করেন।